is faithful. Catch your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, but God is faithful. Hebrews talk about, amen, Sarah. Sarah, amen, was the wife of Abraham. And we know Abraham was the father of faith. Amen. We has the promise, amen, came to Abraham. But it had to happen because of the fact is that God promised it. It had to come through his seed because it was a promise. If we go back to the story, amen, Abraham was an old man, and Sarah had passed. The Bible says the flower of the age, which means that she was not, amen, able to bear. She had ceased. She had ceased to be able to bear. But because God promised a thing. See, when God make a promise, or when we talk about a promise, we're talking about a covenant. And a covenant is an agreement that God, amen, sit down and say what he's going to do. Amen. He said, I'm going to do this if you do that. He promised, amen, Abraham a seed. And many times when you look at the word, man always get in the way of God, and because that he don't exercise enough faith and believe what God say. See, we have a tendency to look at things with our eyes, adjusting by our senses, yet not looking at the word of God. See, God is not like us. He worked miracles. He can do things, amen, supernaturally. He go against the grain. Amen. Otherwise, God is like this. He can wait till the last minute to seem like there's no hope and then show up. And it seemed as though this is the way it happened with Sarah. God is faithful. You got to understand, when God make a promise, he don't go back on his word. If God say a thing, he gonna bring it to pass. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. In other words, we can't view God as being a simple man, flesh and blood. He's a spirit. He's not a man that he should lie. Even to go on to say the Son of Man that he have to repent. If God say a thing, in other words, if God promised you something, Put your foot on it. Bet on it. Stand on it. Believe it. Act on it. His word cannot lie, because his promises of God, the promise of God in him, not in man, but in him. Y'all gonna help me preach in a minute. The promise of God in him are yea and amen. In other words, God promises us not no, they're yes. But you got to look at the promise of God in God. He is the only one that can back up his word. And the scripture said by two immutable things, it was impossible for God to lie. See, in other words, God say, I can't lie. In other words, if I said in the word, it looked dim, it looked gruesome, it looked, amen, impossible, it looked like it's not going to happen, it looked like you're going to die, it looked like God is not going to show up, it looked like he's not going to heal you, it looked like he's not going to make a way, but the Bible say, God said, it's impossible for him to lie. Sometimes we ask God for certain things, and then when he look like he don't come when we think he ought to come, we give up. I like what Sarah said. Sarah said this, because she judged him faithful, that promise. Go back and take a scroll through the word of God and watch the faithfulness of God. God cannot deny his faithfulness, no more than he can deny his existence.